Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with Scott and Maria. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874, and we are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. And I hope everybody is nice and cozy and warm and drinking some hot chocolate or coffee. This is actually hot chocolate, Scott. I don't drink coffee.
There you go. Yeah. Seasonal warm beverage.
Yes, yes.
Now, we're not literally brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral. I mean, they don't pick us up and carry us here. But, in fact, they are sponsoring the show and do all the contracting.
They pay for my salary.
And march us in a parade of wonderful Imperial County Behavioral Health employees and of course, our executive producer, Mario Espinosa, who's on the board. Kenny Ghetto's on the board, but he is the executive producer of the show. And today is no exception. We have Renee Rodriguez here, and Renee has a Master's of Social Work. Have you got the licensed clinical thing going yet?
I'm working on that. First of all, good morning, everybody. My name's Renee Rodriguez. I am working towards my license. I have approximately close to 1,800 hours now.
Do they do like an obstacle course or something? Are you doing push-ups and?
Well, I do that on my own, but
for the stress.
But that's not required. But yeah, to deal with stress is something that we all have to work with.
Is it multiple choice? What number two pencil?
Oh, you're talking about the board.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's multiple choice, and then there's also scenarios that they give you, and they ask you, they give you a situation, and you have to try to evaluate the whole. The individual or the family and find a treatment plan. And I'm not exactly familiar as to the whole process because I have not reached that point yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
I'm imagining like an old Henny Youngman routine where Henny comes out and it's like kind of smoky Las Vegas-y and comes out and says, yeah, so this guy walks into the bar and he's a little bit depressed and you're sitting there having to, the punchline's going to, you're going to have to deliver the punchline in order to pass your licensing test.
And that's something that is part of the process. That's something that with each day that we work with clients, we're learning more and more. And Imperial County Behavioral Health has excellent training that is part of the whole training picture. So they can make us very reliable helping the individuals of the county.
You know, I'm going to call the Board of Behavioral Sciences and give you some points for that answer because that was good. That was you're right on focus here.
You know, it's just the truth. It's reality, and that's what I'm. I'm very happy. I show a lot of gratitude for that.
Nice. Well, and the other thing is you're a local person, right?
Yeah.
See, born and raised here.
No, I wasn't born here. Transplanted from Los Angeles. Okay, I'm from East Los Angeles.
East
but
LA.
You've been here for a gazillion years, or what?
No, at 17, I joined the Marine Corps. And from the Marine Corps, I came back and moved to this area to get away from the Los Angeles area for obvious reasons.
The climate.
I was in the federal
the
government. I was in the federal government most of my life. I retired from the Postal Service a couple of years back due to the crisis that's going on with the Postal Service. Let people off. So,
An ongoing crisis.
Ongoing crisis.
It hasn't stopped.
And I received my master's at around 2000 and since been working medical social work. I've been doing behavior work with Motiva Associates and the medical social work with Ivy Home Healthcare. And I go to the homes, and that's what got me really interested in working with mental disorders and trying to learn more.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM Radio Bilingue, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.